coast to coast, border to border, around the world on American Forces. It's great to bring in actor Thomas Nicholas. He has a new movie coming out here in a few days on the 12th called Adverse. And Thomas, welcome to the show. I think people, when they think of you, they think of a lot of smiles, a lot of happy times. This movie is not a feel-good hit. This is a little darker, isn't it?
Yes, it's very dark, and thank you for having me on the show to talk about my new film, Adverse, that, as you mentioned, hits select theaters on Friday. I might also mention that if you want to know if it's in your city, you can go to adversethefilm.com if, of course, you want to see me do something a little bit more dark and serious.
Yeah, I don't usually think of you walking around with a tire iron, but how fun is it in a, you know, I say not ha-ha fun, but just fun as an actor to, you know, explore something as dark as that character is?
Oh, it's great. I mean, you know, actually, ironically, drama is more of my forte. When I first started acting when I was a kid, my acting coach and mentor said, you can only be as strong as your weakest link. Drama's great. You're a natural. So your weakest link is comedy. So let's work on that to make you a stronger dramatic actor. And I wound up doing 10 plus years in comedies. So now I'm back to my roots. And speaking of kid actors, my son, who's 9, he also has a small part in Adverse. And if you were watching the Super Bowl, you saw his substantial role in another film that Universal's putting out. So Adverse is with Lionsgate. Universal has the new M. Night Shyamalan film called Old that hits theaters in July. And that's my son in the trailer.
Wow, that is really cool. Congratulations. And I also noticed your cast, someone who's been on my show a few times, Sam Levine, who, of course, was a great child star in Freaks and Geeks. He's in this, too.
Yeah, he is. And he's a great guy. He was so certain that his scene was going to be cut, and we were like, no, the scene is awesome because it's a great sequence with Matt Ryan, Sam Levine. In fact, that's the sequence that Nolan, my son, is in, is I go to pick up Matt Ryan's character, and my son plays Matt Ryan's son. So the moment isn't in the final cut of the film, which after, you know, 100 million people saw my son in the movie Old for the trailer, I called up my business partners. I was like, we should have given my son a bigger part in the movie.
And that's, he goes by Nolan River, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. We gave him a cool stage name in case he ever decided to follow in our footsteps.
Very good. The cast, though, I mean, some Hollywood veterans here. You got Penelope Ann Miller. It's good to see her back again. You got Lou Diamond Phillips. You got Sean Astin, who's from Hollywood royalty. But really want to get to, because he was creepy even when he was young, but how good is to get Mickey Rourke to play a creepy guy?
I mean, Mickey is great, and he is such an intense actor. And it was fantastic working with him. I mean, and Lou Diamond and Penelope and Sean. I mean, it was all just a very blessed with a very great cast. I think my shining moments, of course, were acting with Lou Diamond Phillips. He's so natural and so nice. And I remember, like, I finished one of the takes with him, and he kind of gave me the good job head nod, you know, just like the actor to actor sort of like, I like that take. And I was like, holy cow, Lou Diamond Phillips gave me the head nod. and Mickey Rourke, I kind of had a similar moment with him where he came on to set for his first day, and there was no sort of frills and introductions and all that. It was just sort of right to the work, and we get to the scene, and he's, you know, vamping off book in this dramatic improv, and I'm following along with him, like, you know, just essentially acting, sparring with Mickey Rourke. And at the end of the scene, he looks at me, and he introduces himself. He goes, hey, I'm Mickey. So it's kind of like I gained the respect of these two phenomenal actors.
Very cool. A couple more questions for Thomas Nicholas, the new film Adverse coming out on Friday. And let's give a little nutshell on the plot. You're a guy, you drive a rideshare, you know, you tatted up, got the tank top on, always look, I don't know, it seems for me from what I've seen, you always look maybe a little bit affected or down. But this has to do with you taking care of your sister, right?
Yeah, I as you said, I play a rideshare driver. I would say that my character Ethan comes from a very seedy past. Lou Diamond Phillips plays, I guess, technically his parole officer. So, and my character is, I would say, a little bit suffering from a little bit of mental illness. We don't delve too much into that, but it's pretty clear. But he definitely puts family first, and when he discovers that his sister is in debt to a dangerous crime syndicate run by Mickey Rourke, he does everything that he can to help her.
Now, this was written and directed by Brian Metcalf, and Brian Metcalf's, and I know you've worked with him before, but he's got a very interesting background both here and Korea as well. What is it like when you've got somebody where this is his or her baby? I mean, it's basically all him.
Yeah, I mean, it was from the first moment that I got to read his screenplay for Adverse, I was compelled to play the character of Ethan. And he, of course, you know, was open to the idea because I'm his business partner, but unsure that I could actually pull it off. So we did a few work sessions to create what the character would eventually become so that he could, you know, essentially woodshed with me. And then our other producing partner, Kelly Argen, she plays Mia, Ethan's sister. We spent weeks in rehearsal, you know, really fine-tuning and making sure that this was going to be exactly what he wanted. And Brian A. Metcalf has such a clear vision for what he wants as a writer-director. And in fact, he's a great actor too. He plays Dante in the movie. So it was an amazing experience in Los Angeles that we shot pre pandemic.
Very cool. And just as an aside with your career and some iconic roles, I mean, you've got guys who, you know, like Chris Bryant will say, you know, I played for the Cubs, but as far as Cubs fans are concerned, you played for the Cubs. So when you throw out the first pitch at Wrigley, how crazy is it that the people go wild for you like you played for them?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I have a lot of different very cool connections with Chicago, but that's definitely the first one. And I even because I've gone and thrown out the first pitch for them so much and kind of missed it this year, I've been releasing songs through Patreon, and on my, I've just dropped the fifth single called Home Life, ironically. The last one was Imaginary Life, and I used footage from one of the times that I went out and threw the first pitch. And recently, because I haven't been able to do any Comic-Con events, I kind of played with reality a little bit and offered a limited edition signed ball, not signed by me, but signed by Henry Rowengartner. So now, you guys are a sports show. Do you remember who won the World Series in 1993 in our reality?
In 1993? Oh, man, you got me.
Blue Jays versus Phillies.
Oh, that was before the strike, yeah.
But
so
yeah,
that was
before, that was right?
Joe Carter's walk-off, right?
I believe so. So it was the Blue Jays that took it. But in the alter reality, it's Henry Rowengartner that won with the Cubs in 93. So this particular limited edition ball is the 93 official 93 World Series ball, but signed by Henry Rowengartner. Just something fun that I wanted to put out there because we're all going crazy, during this lockdown, you know?
Yeah. And for your music, at TIN Band on Twitter, right?
Yeah, tinband.com and at tinband for all social handles is the easiest acronym to find me. And like I said, I've got five singles. We just released the fifth single. I'm working on album number seven. And so we've got the next ones coming out in March and April. And I've been doing a weekly show myself called Sunday Funday. I just finished my 41st consecutive Sunday Funday, which is amazing and sad all at the same time. Amazing that I've done that many. Sad that we're still in lockdown.
Well, we're all in this together, and we have been speaking with Thomas Nicholas, staying very busy, but make sure to check it out on Friday, new movie Adverse, with a huge cast as well, and so far very well reviewed. Thomas, congratulations on the film. Thanks for stopping by, man. Let's do it again sometime.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle.